while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff. We've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. ICE is threatening to file charges against Hennepin County Sheriff DeWanna Witt. St. Cloud police take an 11-year-old boy into custody after he allegedly stabbed a man. And a Minnesota woman is suing Chipotle after getting salmonella. But first, the state patrol is investigating after a pedestrian was struck and killed on Interstate 94 in St. Paul early this morning. Newly released MnDOT video shows a woman walking onto the westbound lanes of the highway near the West 7th Street exit shortly after midnight before being hit by a vehicle. State troopers are reviewing the footage and other evidence from the scene to determine what led up to the crash. ICE is threatening to charge Hennepin County Sheriff DeWanna Witt over a lack of access to detainees. According to a report from the New York Times, federal officials sent a letter to Sheriff Witt in early July warning her that she could face witness tampering charges for refusing to hand over inmates without a judicial warrant. In a statement, Witt defended her stance, saying there's no legal basis for the claim because our office is following the law. Federal officials argue arrests made inside custody are safer and more controlled than raiding homes, workplaces, or public spaces. Charges have yet to be filed against Witt. A 6-plus-hour armed standoff in Isanti ended safely yesterday with an arrest. Police say a neighborhood in the 800 block of Cedar Street Southwest went into lockdown just after 2 p.m. following reports of a man throwing things into the street and retreating into his home with a gun. SWAT teams then managed to evacuate nearby residents and eventually took the suspect into custody following an hours-long exchange of gunfire. Others in the home got out safely, too. The investigation is ongoing. Police in St. Cloud have taken an 11-year-old boy into custody after he allegedly stabbed an 18-year-old multiple times.
Investigators say it happened inside a business yesterday. They say the victim and people inside that business were able to subdue the suspect until they got there. The 18-year-old who was attacked was taken to the hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Police believe it was a random act, that the two didn't know each other. They're still trying to figure out, though, why that 11-year-old lashed out. They are currently speaking to family. No word yet on what's next for the boy. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The state trooper seriously hurt in a Forest Lake crash is out of the hospital this morning.
Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the collision that shut down Interstate 35 for part of Sunday night. The trooper's squad was parked in the median for speed enforcement when police say a driver hit him. Both were hospitalized. The state patrol tells WCCO the trooper received serious injuries, but they are hopeful for a full recovery. Forest Lake police are investigating. I'm Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Target field staff went on strike for the second time this year during last night's Noah Kahan concert. Hundreds of Unite Here Local 17 members picketed outside over unfair labor practice allegations and the use of temporary third-party replacement workers. Union Secretary Treasurer Shay Freeburg.
I know that the company brought in, you know, a bunch of strike breakers. Those temps are not going to know how to do the job as well as our workers. They're not going to be as safe as our workers.
He says Noah Kahan's crew voiced support for the striking staff, and with no further bargaining sessions on the calendar, both parties are waiting on the next move as they try to resolve the ongoing conflict. Farm Fest wraps up today in Redwood Falls after a busy day of candidate forums yesterday. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says there was some distinction in the race for governor.
It's just very clear that Amy Klobuchar knows her stuff so well.
Yes.
That nobody other than fraud and maybe immigration, there wasn't a lot of disagreement with Amy Klobuchar because she has the content.
He says fraud will continue to be the major issue for Republicans trying to elect a governor. Could Minnesota's upcoming primary trigger a historic 2008-style recount? The 2008 Minnesota U.S. Senate race between Republican incumbent Norm Coleman and Democratic challenger Al Franken culminated in a historic months-long recount that was ultimately decided by a thin margin. Veteran legal strategist Fritz Knack tells WCCO's Vanita Sakar on the morning news that the Senate campaign teams are already likely preparing for a similar razor-thin finish behind closed doors.
Well, I think what's a little different this time, what people are anticipating this time, is that this is going to be Democrat on Democrat. And that's a little different because this is a primary that they're talking about here and a crucial outcome. There's a limited amount of time.
He says time will tell how quickly the parties can unify once the final tallies are locked in. A woman is suing Chipotle after getting salmonella from a chicken burrito bowl in Roseville at the end of June. State health officials later linked her illness to contaminated raw jalapeno peppers. The woman got sick and lost consciousness for about 3 days after eating the Chipotle, which times out with the incubation period of salmonella. The woman is seeking $75,000 in damages in response to the larger outbreak that's made more than 100 Minnesotans sick and several hundred others sick across 27 states. Chipotle removed the affected peppers from their restaurants and replaced them with product from different growers. The Minnesota DNR says a deer near Stillwater has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. They say a landlord spotted the doe in July and said it wasn't afraid of people and appeared emaciated. A few days later, it died, and DNR staff picked it up for testing at the U of M. The deer is about 30 miles from the closest confirmed CWD case in the state and western Wisconsin. The DNR is evaluating next steps for surveillance. CWD sampling for deer hunters will focus on the southwest quadrant of Minnesota this year. Last year, a record 117 cases were found out of 14,000 deer inspected from hunting. Finally, the Minnesota Twins office is trying to encourage more fans to come out and support the team. Chairman Tom Pollat, on with WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman, talked about various incentives they've offered as a way to entice people to show up at the ballpark, including $2 beers.
I think it's an olive branch. It's an effort to say, hey, we get it, and I know we haven't done everything right in years past, but, you know, I'm clear-eyed about what needs to happen here.
He told the team recently his plan is to increase spending next year to fortify the organization. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.